I'm convinced again. Utterly convinced this morning that the Lord died and he did rise again. I don't know if you saw it this morning, but there's been such a genuine element of faith, even from the kids doing their sketch, from the singing. Something really genuine. It's not general, it's genuine. Genuine faith this morning. Those lovely testimonies that we heard. You can see the words have many histories and stories behind them, but they are just so real and true. This morning, if you can just stay in jury mode, that would be great, okay? You're still called for jury service. It's not finished yet. I want to try and add something more into the equation, okay? A little bit more evidence. So please, as a jury usually does, they usually discuss. One of the main elements of being in a jury is they discuss things, okay? Don't discuss while I'm talking, because that may be a little bit... But in your heart, discuss things. Discuss things with the Lord Jesus, okay? If anything that's been said this morning, or anything that I say, just ask him, discuss with him, okay? I'm not going to be too long, but I've just been so blessed by what we've heard this morning. Kids, you did an amazing job. The impact that you have, well, you may not know, but it's wonderful. The case for the resurrection. You know, something I've been thinking about, I want to add some more evidence. I've been reading through the Gospels in this book, in the New Testament. Something that so stands out to me, that gives me evidence, is that because I'm a person that likes to study people, I look at people's behaviours, their mannerisms, I can do some impersonations, which I won't do now, but since being a boy, I've always looked at people, the way they are. And the amazing thing about the eyewitnesses of the disciples was that their lives were totally changed through seeing Jesus after he'd gone to the cross. It's one of the biggest things for me that makes me believe. Basically, after the cross, there was absolute confusion. They were in hiding. They were in fear. Okay? They were in lockdown. Literally, they were in a room that was locked. They were in lockdown. The amazing thing that they found, which convinced my heart now, is this. They found a new courage. After seeing Jesus, they found a new courage. From being in a room that was in lockdown and they were scared what was going to happen to them, in total hiding, when the Lord appeared, and we've heard it this morning, he appeared various times to different people. After those visitations, their lives were absolutely changed. So they were from a lockdown room to actually going out and speaking with boldness. That for me is convincing. That for me is just incredible. And you know, that can happen even today. If you have a wonderful moment where you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he can move and change your heart, and it will have an incredible impact. Do you believe that this morning?
Yes.
Do you believe that the cricketer that came in and shared his little bit, Tyndale, who came in, do you believe all the ones that actually spoke on there? I mean, I was convinced even when they just said their names. But it will have an impact on your life. Please hold out on your verdict, okay? I've not finished. I won't be long. Jesus appeared to them in a locked room, on a shore, on the Mount of Olives. They were in fear and hiding. Incredible. Now, this is a quote, and we've had a little bit of a judge today. I thought he did very well. I'm not convinced by the real hair. It's a bit longer than usual, but now this is a quote from Lord Lyndhurst. This guy is one of the greatest legal minds in British history. He says this: I know pretty well what evidence is, and I tell you, such evidence as that for the resurrection has never broken down yet. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
This is over 100 years ago. Another man, Watchman Nee, says this: our old history ends with the cross. Our new history begins with the resurrection. I've been reading that over and over, and something in my heart leaps up this morning. Whatever history you have here this morning, however dark, however confused, however mixed up it is, there can be a new history with the Lord Jesus, only because he was resurrected. And I've been learning about resuscitation in my university. It's very much close to that. The Lord Jesus is the one that comes and can resuscitate an individual. And that's incredible, isn't it? A basic life support. Precious Lord. This is a key verse for you. Romans 6, verse 5. If we have been united in the likeness of his death, we've just heard now from a song called The Mighty Cross, certainly we also should be in the likeness of his resurrection. You know, this thing today is Ascension Day, isn't it? He's risen. But all these days around this time now, it's really just the thing of the cross and the resurrection. There was a time of preparation as well. I want to talk to you very briefly about a man called John Harper. Has anyone heard of John Harper? Good, I'm glad. This man was aboard the Titanic. It's not down in the Hollywood movie, but it's an incredible true story. He was a Scottish pastor, 39 years old, a widower. He had a daughter of 6 years old, and on the evening of April the 14th, the iceberg hits the Titanic. I don't know if you know about it, but he was on the ship when it was going down. And he shouted out, he said, "Women, children and the unsaved, get into the lifeboats." He stayed on and he started to preach on that boat while it was going down. And as it went down, he jumped from the Titanic. And he was in the icy cold waters, minus I don't know what. And how long he could stay in it, it was not very long at all. But he was in the waters, and he was still preaching in the waters. And he preached from Acts 16, verse 31. This is talking about a jailer. When the prison doors were open, and he said, and he asked a question, "What can I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And I was really gripped by this story. And I just want to I wanted to find out who was the guy that was on this floating bit of wood that heard the gospel from this man, John Harper. So I read up and I found out his little testimony. It's wonderful. This is real life. 1912, 14th of April. His name. I'll read it out to you. 4 years later, a young Scotsman by the name of Aguilla Webb stood up in a meeting in Hamilton, Canada, and gave the following testimony. "I'm a survivor of the Titanic. When I was drifting alone on a spar, which I think was just a bit of a wreck of the boat, that awful night, the tide brought Mr. John Harper of Glasgow." You know, the Lord's in the tides, isn't he? This was planned. "Mr. John Harper of Glasgow, also on a piece of wreck near me. Man," he said, "are you saved?" "No," I said, "I'm not." He replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." The waves bore him away, but strange to say, brought him back a little later. And I wonder if the man was saying, "Oh, not this guy again. He's..." But the Lord's over it, isn't he? He's over the lives in here this morning. He knows you individually. And he knows when the wave's coming in and will bring you in. And then he says this. Strange to say, he brought a little back later and he said to him, "Are you saved now?" And the guy said, "No." I said, "I cannot honestly say that I am." He said again, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And shortly after, he went down. And there alone in the night and with 2 miles of water under me, I believed. I am John Harper's last convert. I think that's an incredible story. this is just an illustration of this whole weekend and this time that we celebrate is that the Lord has brought us back to a place where you can be saved. And one of the things I was going to put this thing on, it might be a bit small for me. Chris, what size is it? Okay. I mean, I think it would work still. But this morning, just with this story in particular, I just wanted to almost just say this thing here is what the Lord provides. He provides a basic life support. He provides an opportunity because of what is done on the cross and because of the resurrection that you can have this morning. I wanted to give them all out, but we only have one. But I just want to say it's true, it's real. It was a real story. Just an illustration of what the Lord has done. Now, I just want to challenge you. If you're still in jury mode, one thing is, what if there wasn't a resurrection? And I was trying to think through the eyes of someone who doesn't yet know or believe in a resurrection. You know, the Apostle Paul in the Bible says, "And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty." Everything that I've just said, and what's been said by there through the children, is empty. Can I say this morning, from the deepest part of my heart and spirit, is it's true. The Lord Jesus has died, and he's risen again. This is what gives us fresh hope. Fresh hope to work, to go out in workplaces, into communities, to neighbours, to those that don't believe. He's given us this. He's given us hope. He's the one that will control us on the waves and bring along someone that will just whisper those words of hope, like this man, Mr. Webb in Canada. What's your decision or response this morning? I've written down a few that may be in your mind now. That this bit now, if you want to close your eyes, you can. But let me just read some of these out. What is your decision and response this morning? Here's some examples. I'm interested and I want to know more. I've followed Jesus for years, but think there is more to know about him. I can't wait to get out of this room and have lunch. The evidence is enough, I believe. I know something is missing in my life, and I need this emptiness filled. It's not the right time. And I can remember saying that, and I was totally switched around. You know, there's a few responses maybe in your heart this morning, and I don't know what they are, but I'm convinced. And I just want to finish and say a prayer. And if you've discussed as a jury this morning maybe about being challenged by what's been said or been seen, would you just say and transact with the Lord Jesus? This morning might be a moment for you where you've just been caught on that tide and you're on a piece of wreck. Maybe something in your life where you're just totally at an end of things. Maybe this morning, that because the Lord died and rose again, it's the wonderful life opportunity for you. He takes away the sin of the world and he brings us into newness of life. Precious Lord, should we pray together? Let's just pray. If you want in your heart this morning, you don't need to put a hand up. You don't need to stand up. But if there's something in your heart that says, I believe, then you can do that this morning. From the youngest in the room, right up through all the age groups. Lord, we love you. Lord, we just commit our time to you this morning. Thank you. You're the life changer. You're the one, Lord, that provides that life jacket. Lord, you're the one that's taken the whole sin of this world, Lord, and nailed it to the tree. You're the one that is alive today, and it's risen, that reigns, and that restores. Lord, we love you. Thank you for what we've heard this morning, the eyewitnesses. Thank you for the children and what they've brought, the genuine faith. Lord, we love you. Lord, I pray that people would just transact with you this morning, Lord. They would discuss any questions that they have. They would ask you, Lord. Lord, we love you. Amen.